Of course, as you know, the Global Climate Action Summit has been going on in San Francisco, continues through tomorrow. And Shirley Zane, our supervisor, has been a part of it and will be a part of today's tour of the wine country for some of those participants. As we say, good morning to Supervisor Shirley Zane.
Good morning. Good morning.
It's good morning.
Another beautiful day here in Sonoma County, and we're going to be very proud to show off all of our innovative projects. And most importantly, the people at the Climate Summit really want to come up here and take a look at what happened with the fire in terms of climate change and the extreme weather forecasts and what it means to us as a community, but also to see what we've done in terms of water and grape growing and all of these innovative collaborations and incentives and initiatives that we've put together.
And who's coming on this tour, Shirley?
It's a variety of people. You'll have scientists. You'll have some of the people who actually have been involved with us. One of my projects is, you know, the forecast-informed reservoir operations and having better weather forecasts in terms of rain and the atmospheric rivers. But we've also got people who are just curious. They've heard about us for a long time. They want to see what we're doing.
Well, I can't blame them there.
I can't blame them at all. I mean, you've got a really unique partnership here because, the groups that are sponsoring this are Sonoma County Water Agency, which I'm a director, Regional Climate Protection Authority, of which I'm also a director, Sonoma Clean Power, which we have appointees from the board, and then the Sonoma County Wine Growers. And we're all coming together to talk about some of the things that we've been able to achieve. And, you know, a lot of people aren't aware that we've been going after 100% sustainable vineyards. And that's quite a lift.
Yeah, it's an impressive move.
We're not there yet, but we're moving in that direction, yeah.
Yeah, and I know Carissa Cruz has been a part of the summit there in San Francisco talking about just that. In fact, a lot of Sonoma County officials and some residents are in San Francisco this week attending and often having official duties there.
I had an official duty yesterday. I'm a 10-year board member for the Bay Area Air District. We monitor the air over 9 Bay Area counties.
Yeah, you had a panel there yesterday, right?
Yeah, I had a panel with Daryl Steinberg, who used to be the head of the Senate and is now mayor of Sacramento. And we were talking about technologies and policies that push us to be cleaner, greener places, but specifically how we're going to get to diesel-free vehicles by 33, because that's our initiative at the Air District. We want to get rid of those diesel vehicles once and for all and move in that direction. We may not be there completely by 33, but if we can move in that direction, that's going to really have an impact on our air, because most people don't realize, I think some do, that if we really want to go after those toxins and GHG emissions and that particulate matter, we've got to get rid of some of these diesel vehicles that are on the road. That's toxic. That's carcinogenic.
Yeah, it sure is when you're driving behind one, that's for sure.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Right,
yeah.
Right. And, you know, one of the guys on my panel, Pat, was a company owner actually back in the Carolinas, which I'm thinking a lot about them right now.
Yeah.
My grandkids live in Durham, North Carolina. But he was talking about how they've created electric backup generators that you can use both for hospitals as well as for agricultural management. And a lot of the generators, I mean, most of them, I believe, are all diesel. And I had one next to my office because I installed it so we could have an emergency backup kitchen when I built the Meals on Wheels kitchen. Well, that diesel generator would go off every Tuesday, and boy, would I smell those fumes in my office. They're really potent, but we have to have those, especially if we're going to be powering down in these red alerts.
Yep. That's definitely a consideration. So, Shirley, you've been able to see, I'm sure you'll see more of it, what's going on in San Francisco. Such an interesting gathering of people from really all over the world talking about global climate action. Where do we, Sonoma County, stand in terms of, you know, being at or near the bar on this issue?
Well, You know, that's a great question, Pat. I mean, if you look at where we wanted to be, where our goal was back in 2005, you might remember that all nine cities and the county took on an aggressive goal. We wanted to be, I believe it was 20% below the 1990 mark in terms
right.
of where we were at on GHG emissions. We're moving in that direction, but we're not completely there yet. One of the things that we did is we turned down the GHG emissions in terms of building, although that might have had to do with the recession. But we added more cars, and that's the problem. We've got to get out of these cars because they're over 60% of our emissions. So I think it was a lofty goal, but we still have a long way to go. And I think the Air Board has really nailed it by saying, you know, let's get rid of these diesel vehicles. Let's become, you know, less dependent upon these fossil fuels, and then the dirty toxins that really do cause cancer that get poured into our air and our environment. And
yep, big step
I'm really
in the right direction.
We didn't have a health director at the Air Board when I came on 10 years ago, and
wow.
I drove that initiative. I said health, health, health every time we had a board meeting, and now we have a whole department of health officers.
So there is progress, and
yeah.
I know it will be a great tour for those incoming folks from the summit to Sonoma County today. And, we want to get them to get the word out once they get back home about the recovery of our community. That'll be great.
Yeah, and let me just add one more thing, too, Pat, before you have to go, is this whole idea of diesel-free by 33. We have a completely diesel-free, with the exception of the large equipment, fleet in Sonoma County. So our county fleet, and you actually drive by it, it's the green building right there next to the jail on the freeway.
Yeah.
It's a completely green building, and we have 100% diesel-free fleet. So we've got hybrids and electric cars, and that's all we have now. And we won the number one greenest fleet back in 2015. And I think we still are, but we put the bar as high as we could go. Now we need the large equipment manufacturers to
yeah.
make those that are also electric and hybrid.
That would be fantastic. Certainly a big step in the right direction. Shirley, thanks so much for being here, and happy touring this afternoon.
Okay, thanks, Pat.
That
bye-bye.
That is Supervisor Shirley Zane and tour guide of folks from the Global Climate Action Summit in Sonoma County today.